Inoue Yuichi's unique rendering of the Japanese characters, Kanzan, is an artistic hybrid of two cultures. In particular, it embodies a dynamic interplay between the refined calligraphic traditions of the East and the vigorously physical aspects of the abstract expressionist movement in the West. John Carpenter, Mary Griggs Burke, curator of Japanese art.
When you first encounter the characters Kanzan, Cold Mountain, inscribed in oversized characters, you can imagine the actual movement of Yuichi's brush. The first stroke he made was just a simple dot, but he pressed the large brush so forcefully upon the paper that it exploded and created this fabulous burst of energy. And then as he lifted the brush to move to the next stroke, he purposely allowed ink to drip along the way so that you could understand that the brush, fully inked, was moving across the surface of the paper. And then once again, he pushed the brush down firmly and moved it with great deliberation across the surface. And notice how he actually went off the right edge of the paper. He did that on purpose, the stretching the stroke into infinite space.
Yuichi was also a Zen practitioner.
There is a tradition going back to the medieval period of Zen calligraphers creating a type of brush writing that completely ignores conventional rules of calligraphy. The brush writing of a Zen monk was thought to convey an expression of satori, or enlightenment. And Yuichi very much was drawing on this tradition.
The Zen concept of using brushwork to express one's inner emotions is one that aligns with some of the interests of abstract expressionist artists. Yuichi had also been exposed to the work of gesture painting artists like Jackson Pollock and Franz Klein, and you can definitely see their influence here.
So he was tapping in to the same kind of artistic feeling, but coming at it from a completely different direction.